start of another fun-filled week in this crazy world that we live in. It is Monday, July the 16th, Rabbi Noel with you for 1 hour, and this hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number 1-800-691-7898. My personal website, robbynoel.com. And you will notice that we have a special posted on our website. We have a limited amount of European fractional gold coins, and we're selling them at spot. Yes, gold at spot. Find out more, you can give me a call at 1-800-691-7898. Well, Wall Street reacting to statements by Christine Lagarde about the prospects of global growth, which seem abysmal, not only in the U.S., but in Asia. Seeing the Dow off almost 60 points at 12,717. NASDAQ off 9 at 2,899. U.S. dollar marginally higher. Dollar index at 83.35. Crude oil higher by 23 at 87.33. Strange a few days in the oil market. Over the weekend, Iran once again emphasizing that shutting down the Strait of Hormuz is one of its options, and Saudi Arabia announcing the opening of a pipeline that bypasses Iran. We'll have the metal prices and a few more when we return after this.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GETBERKEY.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Side for this Monday, where we find gold higher by $1.80 at $15.92, silver off a penny at $27.43, platinum off 13 at $14.25, palladium off 7 at $5.82, and the miners marginally weaker. XAU currently sitting at 149.48. The U.S. Mint announced on Friday that it was suspending sales of its 2012 proof silver Eagles. They offered no explanation for the suspension of sales. I don't suppose it's because they've run out of blanks again. who knows? Anyway, for those of you that visited the website over the weekend, pretty much dealt with the LIBOR rigging case with a number of interesting commentaries, especially by Ron Kirby of GATA, where he explains in detail why the LIBOR rigging case is simply the tip of the iceberg. Paul Craig Roberts and Nomi Prince also speculate about the real LIBOR scandal. And over the weekend, the New York Times reported that as regulators ramp up their global investigation into the manipulation of interest rates, the U.S. Justice Department has identified potential criminal wrongdoing by big banks and individuals at the center of the scandal. The department's criminal division Corporation is building cases against several financial institutions and their employees, including traders of Barclays. According to government officials close to the case, who spoke on condition of anonymity because the investigation is continuing. Authorities expect to file charges against at least one bank later this year and one official. The prospect of criminal cases is expected to rattle the banking world and provide new impetus for financial institutions to settle with authorities. The Justice Department's investigation comes on top of private investor lawsuits and sweeping regulatory inquiry led by the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. Collectively, the civil and criminal actions could cost the banking industry tens of billions, if not trillions of dollars. We also find out that Tim Geithner played a larger role than initially thought. According to a report in the Huffington Post today, although Timmy Geithner has so far escaped responsibility for the spreading LIBOR fixing scandal by releasing documents showing that when he became aware of the problem in 2008 as head of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, he made some recommendations. According to documents released, the New York Fed's analysis of the LIBOR scandal culminated in a set of recommendations to reform LIBOR, which was finalized in late May. On June the 1st, 2008, Mr. Geithner emailed Mervyn King, the governor of the Bank of England, a report entitled Recommendations for Enhancing the Credibility of LIBOR. And there's a statement released on Friday by the New York Fed. It says, as is clear from the work culminating in the report to Mr. King of the Bank of England, the New York Fed helped to identify problems related to LIBOR and press the relevant authorities in the UK to reform this London-based role. So, an initial observation, my friends, is although the Justice Department has initiated a criminal investigation, you and I both know that the probability of seeing a perp walk prior to the election is most probably a certainty. One thing we do know for sure, that the people who are going to do the perp walk are definitely not the players in the LIBOR manipulation. Merely they were casualties of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't expect to see a central banker or high-level banking official like Bob Diamond doing the perp walk anytime soon. they will find some four guys that will be paraded out in order to meet the calls for justice. But this game will continue to play out over months, if not years. And I say that based on an interesting a video interview you can find on my website. It comes to us via the Economic Policy Journal, done by Robert Wenzel, where he interviews a gentleman by the name of Bill Bergman. And Bill Bergman worked at the Chicago Federal Reserve for over 13 years as an economist and a financial market policy analyst. Bill Bergman's responsibilities while working for the Chicago Federal Reserve was one of the analysts that used to write the beige book for the Chicago Federal Reserve. He was a well-respected economist and market analyst. This was up until he started asking questions about unusual currency movements before 9/11. In this interview, you will hear Bill Bergman talking about some of the things that he used to do.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday, and I believe we had a small little technical glitch before the last break, so in case you didn't hear it, there's an interesting link you'll find on my website, courtesy the good folks over up at Zero Hedge. There is an interview done by Robert Wenzel from the Economic Policy Journal, and he is speaking to Bill Bergman, a former Federal Reserve Chicago branch economist and policy analyst, who has raised concerns about unusual currency transactions pre-9/11, including billions in $100 bills. Bergman worked at the Chicago Federal Reserve for over 13 years as an economist and financial markets policy analyst until he started asking questions about unusual currency movements before 9/11. On the show, he talks about what happened to him after he started his investigation. He also talks about how the various Fed offices assemble the data for the Beige Book. Zero Hedge, obviously taking the bull by the horns, did a little research, so they independently crunched the numbers and indeed found a material spike in currency during the 10 weeks preceding 9/11 when compared to the previous 5 years. And obviously, besides that, making this interview even more compelling is considering the averages that their research showed. It also shows, as we suspected at the time, that the Fed pumped in a huge amount of cash prior to Y2K in 2000. I remember those times very vividly, and it was widely speculated at that time that the Fed, fearful of the worst-case scenario becoming a reality on January the 1st, because there was wild speculation about all the nasty things that could happen if computer systems froze around the world. And one of those big concerns was whether or not ATMs would work. And in order to reassure the public at the time, I can remember many statements by many Fed officials saying that there were adequate capital requirements at all banks who had concerns about the availability of capital should computer systems shut down. Y2K was an interesting learning lesson in many aspects. And it's amazing how many events happened soon after Y2K that are coming to light today. So I find this particular interview of Bill Bergman extremely interesting, because it was no sooner after Y2K and you have to connect certain stories together. And a guy that's probably the best at connecting the dots is none other than Jim Willey. Yeah, well, we'll take a quick time out and be right back at this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The flip side for this Monday. So the thing that I find amusing about this whole LIBOR debate is that it forces us to go back and revisit many other events up to and including 9/11, because here we are once again looking at events that led up to Y2K. And that leads us to the Clinton administration, where Robert Rubin was Secretary of the Treasury, and Lawrence Summers was identified as being one of the players in what we used to refer to as the Plunge Protection Team, otherwise known as the President's Working Group on Financial Affairs. And we know today that Robert Rubin, Lawrence Summers, and Alan Greenspan were the core principals. The Presidential Working Group on Financial Affairs was originally born out of the Reagan administration after the 1987 crash, where I guess they figured that in order to avert another financial calamity, putting together the most powerful people within government and Wall Street, they had the ability to manipulate the markets. And so they came up with this wonderful invention at the time, initiated by Robert Rubin, called the U.S.'s strong dollar policy. The reason for the strong dollar policy was manifold. First of all, it would establish the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And the reason they needed that was simply because, as you know, we were dealing with the introduction of that new currency called the euro. And there were many at that time who speculated that because of the size of the eurozone, the euro could supplant the dollar as the world's reserve currency. Well, obviously, they couldn't have any competition for the dollar, and so they had to initiate a policy that would guarantee dollar supremacy. Now, also at the same time, it's now obviously apparent that Gordon Brown over in England was facing his own financial crisis with the probability of major banks imploding. And the only way that he could assure that the global banking system didn't implode was to sell off all of England's gold reserves at the ridiculous price of $250 an ounce, thereby enabling bankers to recapitalize their balance sheets. You know, when you've been in this gold market for as long as I have, there was a probably a 10-year period after the initiation of the strong dollar policy where gold would be held to a movement either up or down of $6. No matter what happened in the world, gold would never move higher or lower by more than $6 a day, period. And a $6 move in the price of gold was always a big event. And almost as perfect as clockwork, the thing that always used to get us to shake our heads was if there was a $6 move on the upside in gold on any particular day, you could almost take it to the bank that the following day there would be another announcement that another central bank had announced its intention of selling its gold reserves. And then you had people like Elliot, of the Elliot Way theory, who constantly wrote articles in support of his thesis that the price of gold was going to sub $100 an ounce. they managed to keep the lid on gold prices for many years. And that was all part and parcel of the strong dollar policy, because in order to achieve a strong dollar policy, you couldn't have any other form of money performing better than the dollar. And what better way than to push the strong dollar policy by weakening the price of gold and silver. Let's not forget, when gold was $250 an ounce, silver was sub $5. So the people that took the contrarian position in 2000 and bought physical gold and silver, they are extremely happy with that decision today. And that investment obviously has been the single best asset performer in the last 20 years. Now, I know I'm biased when I say this, but I expect gold and silver to once again be the best performing asset class, not only once again this year for its 12th year, but for the foreseeable future. None of these financial experts, either in Europe or in the United States, have a solution to the ever-expanding debt, not only in the U.S., but in Europe. And there's also another interesting article that you'll find on my page over the weekend is entitled The 27 Things That Every American Should Know About the National Debt. Some of the factors are just mind-boggling. You don't often hear it discussed on CNBC, but it took more than 200 years for the U.S.'s national debt to reach $1 trillion. In 1986... the U.S. national debt reached $2 trillion. In 1992, the U.S. national debt reached $4 trillion. In 2005, the U.S. national debt doubled and reached $8 trillion. Today, the U.S. national debt is about to cross $16 trillion. And you just have to ask yourself a simple question. How can this kind of exponential growth in debt continue? If the average interest rate on U.S. government debt rises to just 7%, the U.S. government will find itself spending more than $1 trillion per year just on the interest on the national debt. And I know whenever we throw out these numbers like trillion, gazillion, most people can't wrap their hands around a number that large. If right at this moment you went out and started spending $1 every second, it would take you more than 31,000 years to spend $1 trillion. Since Barack Obama has entered the White House, the U.S. national debt has increased by an average of more than $64,000 per taxpayer. Barack Obama is also the first president to run deficits of more than $1 trillion during each of his first 4 years in office. If you were alive when Jesus Christ was born and you spent $1 million every single day since that point, you still would not have spent $1 trillion by now. And if you think Republicans are any better than Democrats when it comes to fiscal issues, U.S. national debt has increased by more than $1.6 trillion since the Republicans took control of the U.S. House of Representatives. And for the record, if you're thinking of voting for any of these people, so far, this Congress has added more to the national debt than the first 97 Congresses combined. So I'm painting a pretty bleak picture about the debt, and it's no wonder that the folks on CNBC pay little or any attention to the debt implications. But the debt implications are the reasons for the ongoing financial scandals with LIBOR and companies like PFG and MF Global. What was a pretty bizarre weekend for me, on Saturday, as I was reading Ron Kirby's LIBOR is the Tip of the Iceberg, I was flipping through the pay-per-view channels, and up popped a movie I had read about but never watched. Entitled Margin Call.
We'll have.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. you need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If I could save time. Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday. So if you have an opportunity to catch Margin Call on pay-per-view, it is an interesting movie. Features Jeremy Irons as the CEO of a large Wall Street investment house. And Kevin Spacey does a real good job of playing the head trader. And I'm not sure if this movie was based on the demise of Lehman Brothers, but it could well have been. That's a funny thing about movies. There's always a certain element of truth in that makes a movie compelling. And I think they captured the mindset of a major Wall Street investment house very well in Margin Call. And as I said, after reading Ron Kirby's article on the LIBOR scandal being the tip of the iceberg, it was almost surreal watching this movie because the events that led up to the collapse of Lehman Brothers are without question still in play today. We know what's going to happen. The unfortunate thing is we just don't know when it's going to happen. Let me once again remind you of the offer that we have at Republic Trading Group today. I think it's pretty amazing, but we have a limited amount of European fractional gold coins that we are selling at spot. Now, you can't get a better price for gold than at spot. To find out what we have available, you can call me at 1-800-691-7898. And I'll tell you what I still have available. And stand by the recommendations of people like Jimmy Rogers and James Turk and Eric Sprout. Take these small pullbacks in both gold and silver to accumulate more. And like I said, we don't know whether it's going to be in the next 3 months or the next 6 months, but we do know that within the next 12 months, the whole investing landscape is going to be completely different to what it is today. Well, my friends, stand by for Spangola Speaks coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll do this again tomorrow. And hopefully we'll have a chat with Bob Moriarty. So till then, my friends, see you back.